and declared in a loud voice, "He who sits on the throne is the light of the world, and his gospel has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven. He is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world, the Blessed One. He is the stone the builders rejected, but he has become the capstone, the cornerstone, and all the heavens delight in him. Who is this sitting on the throne? It is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He was overcome death and Hades, for he is King of kings and Lord of lords. He is our God and Savior. He is Jesus Christ, the Lord." Then the four living creatures fell down and worshipped. Cheers arose from all over the massive hall. In the distance, a familiar song began to play, and the great assembly started to sing. People were standing with their hands lifted high in worship, while others had their eyes closed and their faces were shining with splendor, reflecting the love that was written on their hearts. The worship was alive, real, filled with the Spirit's power. The instruments thundered throughout the hall in perfect unity. The words flowed from the hearts of the heavenly host like a dam bursting forth and flooding the valleys below. Their praises went up like sweet incense before the throne where the King of the ages was sitting. When the song was over, the Lord himself stepped down from the throne, and his presence seemed to fill the entire hall. As he began to speak, his voice reminded Jonathan of the sound of gentle waves rolling onto the seashore. His voice was so gentle and peaceful to every heart, so much so that a great peace enveloped their very being. He said, "Welcome, my beloved, my treasured possession. You are my garden of delight. I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness. You are my church, my bride, and I presented you to myself as a radiant church, without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish. You are holy and blameless. I fulfilled all my good promises, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you passed through the waters, I was with you. And when you passed through the rivers, they did not sweep over you. When you walked through the fire, you did not get burned. The flames did not set you ablaze, for I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, and your Savior. Consider the mold from which you came. From the very beginning, I created the heavens and the earth. I created man in my own image. I blessed him and said, 'Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves on the ground.' I saw everything that I had made, and it was very good. In the beauty of my creation, a dark blackness dawned, and evil crept in. Your vanquished enemy, that ancient serpent, the devil, Satan, entered in and deceived your first parents, causing them to sin and rebel against me, their fountain of delight. Sin then entered in their hearts and enslaved them. The chains of death began to hold them fast. But a remedy was already in my heart. Sin did not stop at the garden, but it spread like a wildfire and entered the heart of every man, woman, and child throughout the ages. From that first sin, the river of death and separation began. It caused all mankind to sin and fall short of my glory. From the beginning, I watched how great man's wickedness on earth had become, so that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was evil. I was grieved, that I had created man on the earth, and my heart was filled with great sadness. So I said, I will wipe mankind whom I have created from the face of the earth, men and animals and creatures that move along the ground and the birds of the air, for I am grieved that I have made them. But Noah found favor in my eyes. Like Noah, who sits before you today, you also have found favor in my eyes. It was in my heart to save, to redeem, to love, and to make right what was wrong. For you are my very own. It was my desire and great pleasure to pursue you, in spite of your sins. For I am your redeemer and friend. My call of repentance and the forgiveness of sins started in ancient times and continued right up to the day of my coming. I was calling a people to be my very own, my treasured possession, a people that would love the Lord their God with all their heart, soul, and mind. My call for repentance and forgiveness went out into the whole world. And this is the gospel that you have heard, and that which has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven. Even from the creation of the world, my invisible qualities, my eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. Even though creation declared and my gospel called, men refused to repent. So my own hand worked salvation for them. On the day of your salvation, I am the one who helped you. I brought you into my kingdom, my church, as a safe haven, and rescued you from the power of darkness, the bondage of sin, and I drew you out of Satan's dominion. From the beginning, my people have been tormented by the wickedness of the world around them and the evil schemes of the devil. Consider my faithful servant Lot, who also stands before you today. He also had to deal with the filth of sin. He was a righteous man who was distressed by the filthy lives of lawless men. He was a righteous man, and he lived among them day after day. He was tormented in his righteous soul by the lawless deeds he witnessed and heard. Consider my faithful servant David, another who stands before you now. He also suffered because of the sin that plagues the hearts of men. He was often surrounded by wicked men, and he truly suffered in his body and soul. I moved in him. And by my hand he wrote many psalms regarding the afflictions he himself went through, which testify to the cruelty of mankind. Listen to the words of his mouth, the prayers of his lips, when in great tribulation he cried out to me, "Deliver me from my enemies, O my God. Protect me from those who rise up against me. Deliver me from evildoers, and save me from bloodthirsty men. See how they lie in wait for me. Fierce men conspire against me for no offense or sin of mine. O Lord, I have done no wrong, yet they are ready to attack me. Arise to help me. Look on my plight." The Lord began to walk forward, and Jonathan watched him cross what seemed to be a sea of deep blue glass in front of his throne. His walk was that of a majestic king, high and exalted, and the train of his robe flowed behind him, and it seemed to cover the sea of glass. He noticed that high above the Lord, seraphs were flying. Each of them had six wings. With two wings, they covered their faces, and with two, they covered their feet, and with the other two, they were flying. They cried out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the hall was filled with smoke. As quickly as the smoke came, It began to rise up toward this endless ceiling.